Corporate America has some suggestions for corporate America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Changes in the air for executive pay packages. Today, the conference board will reportedly release recommendations for reining in that executive compensation. Tamara Keith joins us now live from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the conference board and what are they recommending?
Well, the Conference Board is a business research group. You probably know them for their Index of Leading Economic Indicators. Mm-hmm. And this is basically a recommendation to corporate America. A lot of people have been angry for a long time about executive compensation packages that seem excessive. And what the Conference Board is recommending will reduce short-term financial incentives so that executives would focus on long-term results. They want to tie pay to performance so that you wouldn't hear about a company's profits tanking while an executive takes home a multi-million dollar bonus. Also gone would be those long-term contracts with golden parachutes at the end, even if the company is sold or the executive is let go. And, you know, those family vacations using the corporate jet, they're probably out too.
Not so much. Why are these companies proposing this now?
Well, I think they're trying to get ahead. Those who are involved will admit that potential government regulation of executive pay is not something that they want. The Federal Reserve wants to control bank executives' pay. And so I think that these companies see the writing on the wall here.
Tamara Keith joining us live. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And the leading industrial nations will be debating executive pay, among other things, when they meet at the G20 summit this week in Pittsburgh. European markets are off about 1% this morning. A number of Asian markets were closed for holidays. The ones that did trade were mixed to mostly lower. Wall Street will be coming off another triumphant week. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up 2.5% last week. The Dow hit a new high for the year Friday at 9,820. The recession may be benefiting the environment. The International Energy Agency says greenhouse gas emissions have fallen sharply this year, mostly because of the downturn. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The IEA says the decline in CO2 emissions this year has been the steepest for almost half a century. Most of the plunge is due to falling factory output. Delays in building new coal-fired power stations have also played a part. Robin Webster is a climate change campaigner with Friends of the Earth. She welcomes the sharp drop in emissions with one caveat.
The concern could be that obviously once the recession is over, once we start to see economics start to pick up again, then we're going to actually start to see emissions going up again. And we don't want to create a false sense of complacency. You know, we really need to be putting in place the long-term plans to reduce our emissions.
The IEA says that for the first time, government moves to curb emissions in Europe, the US and China are taking effect. They account for 25% of the fall in CO2. The pressure to make deeper cuts is mounting. Tomorrow, world leaders gather in New York to talk about climate change. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
Last week, the Education Department reported the student loan default rate rose last year from about 5% to almost 7%. Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, says not only are students struggling to pay their loans, the money they're spending may not be worth it. Hi, good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning.
Why do you think college today might not be paying off?
Well, think about it, Bill. What's the message that's been out there for the past several decades? The reason why you go get a college degree and you take on all that debt is because you get these great job opportunities. And let's be really clear here, you get a good income. But if you look at the earnings of college graduates with a BA only, since 2000, those real earnings adjusted for inflation are down. At the same time, the real debt burden from the loans that you've taken on in order to go to college are up.
But I'm trying to save money for my daughter's future education. I see tuition keeps on rising. Why is that?
You know, I think that we have been living through and I'm going to use this term, and I'm not using it lightly, an education bubble. Now, not everything that goes up in price or gets more costly is a bubble. I mean, let's be really clear about that. But think about education. Why is the price going up? I know there's lots of reasons, but I'm going to give you the main one. The availability of student loans. Colleges and universities can raise their prices. We've made student loans more available, and the bubble is going to burst. And the sad thing is, it's going to sweep up a lot of young people.
So are you telling today's young people, shop on price? Your degree might not be worth what you think?
I am telling young people, going to college used to be the equivalent of a hot growth stock. It's now the equivalent of an insurance policy. You still want that college degree because you're going to be worse off without the college degree. But it's an insurance policy, so price really matters.
So who loses if this bubble pops?
Well, I think there are two main losers. First are the student loan lenders. They're going to have less business. They're going to have higher default rates. And my own guess, and I'm just going to put it out there, over time, we're going to rely less and less on student loans to pay for college. The second group are colleges and universities. They've gotten fat and easy because they can always raise their price, and that's no longer going to work. They're going to face a lot of financial pressure, but you know what? They don't know yet how to deal with it.
Chris Farrell is our economics correspondent. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, as Congress gets bogged down in human health care, they might forget that this is Pet Health Insurance Month, when pet insurers remind us what they do. For example, a company called Pet Secure says it paid $3,000 last month when a cat named Dexter suffered a, quote, injury resulting from a fall from an elevated area. Even though reimbursable procedures range from shell rot to excessive egg laying, the industry estimates 97, possibly 98% of American pets are in the ranks of the uninsured. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.